This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tony Bierski, thanks for joining us. Key evidence destroyed in the case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer. Is it the end of the story? Is this where the charges get dropped and Delphi and the authorities there are finally able to walk away with their heads up, going, well, the evidence got destroyed. It's not our fault. Maybe we shouldn't have gone down this road the way we did. Video and audio recordings of possible suspects in the killings of Abby Williams and Libby German were erased. And Delphi murder suspect Richard Allen wants his charges dismissed because of it. Allen's attorneys filed a motion this week asking that the charges be dismissed because of the destruction of video and audio interviews with two suspected Odinists who Allen's attorneys alleged might be the girls' killers. Also filed this week, Special Judge Frances Gull's order denying Allen's request that she disqualify herself. We knew that was going to happen. Gull denied the motion without any sort of hearing. No surprise there. As, quote, the Indiana Supreme Court unanimously denied defendant's previous request on January 18th of 2024. Joining me to discuss, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent. Oh, my God. All of the chaos in this case is coming from the investigators in this case and the prosecution against Richard Allen. Allen has been seemingly the sitting duck that they're moving from maximum security prison to maximum security prison, slowly wearing him down on very weak evidence that they ever had against him, not having the Franks hearing to take a look at how did you actually come to your conclusion that this was your guy after waiting 4 years after he already told you, I was out there that day, how can I help? And now the evidence, I mean, this is insane. I mean, how do you lose this? How do you, you have a history in the FBI and law enforcement. How easy is it to just accidentally lose evidence like this, especially in something so high profile? It just doesn't seem like a realistic thing that could happen.
I'm glad you brought in, you know, my experience at the FBI. I hadn't thought about it like that before, but I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
This is just one more thing that blows my mind on this case. Everything happened to do out there in Delphi is the most inappropriate conduct I've ever seen. It just blows my mind. When I was looking at this, when we were prepping for today, Tony, and I saw this, it's like the first thing that popped in my mind on this one, what did Allen do to these people that made him the target of them?
Yeah.
After 5 years. I mean, it just blows. Had he not confessed, as we're told he did, on an overhear tape, you know, to his wife or something like that. Mm-hmm. What was it?
Yeah, to his wife, supposedly on the phone.
Supposedly, would he even be in jail? I mean, what? Why do they? I just don't get it. I do not get this case. And now you have key evidence of other potential suspects that is gone.
Yeah.
So, but. And that's by the prosecutor. So get this. So here's what's even more interesting to me. So you dismiss, you know, Gull dismisses the defense team at first because of how they leaked, you know, and mishandled their evidence. So what's she going to do to the prosecutors?
Yeah.
They just lost. They destroyed theirs.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do to them? Yeah. See what I mean? I was like, yeah. So talk about two tiers of justice. Holy cow! What a show that is out there.
Yeah.
Poor Allen, man. Grant, don't know if he's innocent or guilty, but this is not how systems should work.
Is this just a real weird passive aggressive way to not take blame for being completely wrong on this the whole way through? I mean, I guess time will tell if they do drop the charges. And things are moved out. I think we have our answer to that question. If they continue to pursue him, what the hell is going on?
How do you? I don't know. I have no idea, Tony. This is the most perplexing case you and I have covered. It really is. Mm-hmm. I don't get this. Every time it comes up, it just blows your mind.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The quote that they've gave said, due to a DVR program error discovered 9:20 2017. So apparently they've known this for a while. All recordings up to February 20th, 2017 were recorded over. There's no detectable audio found on this driver. That, I guess, is what the computer told them when they went to go open the file, supposedly. That amounts to erasing and destroying the audio or video recordings made in interviews during the first week of the investigation. One of the most important times after the two Delphi teenagers were killed on February 13th of 2017.
These investigators completely inept. It was inept at the onset, and it just perpetuated from there. I mean, that's just inept handling.
Don't we get a Frank's hearing now? And this one, I mean, for the love of God, I mean, there was a lot of other things that were going to be brought up of being insane. This right now takes the cake.
And like you said, why wasn't this disclosed earlier then? You know, because, so let's go back again to those keys of communication. You know, one way that we instill trust and confidence in others and ourselves is we have open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability. Vulnerability meaning that we own our behaviors when we're off. Mm-hmm. You know, so those keys are missing.
Yeah.
On the prosecution side right now. Open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability.
The destruction of material interviews of key suspects early in the investigation demonstrates negligence, if not intentional conduct, and the part of the state, the motion states, Allen's attorneys are arguing that the motion that the interviews with the two suspected Odinists, that's who they erased the info on, Odinists were back there again, amounts to destroying evidence that might prove Allen's innocence.
You know, I don't know if defense is accurate with their portrayal of the Odinists and cult rituals and everything as they're describing it, but they're onto something out there that is just off.
Would you go for a walk in that woods?
I'm not going to that town.
Oh my God. Wow. I don't even know what to make of this new information. The failure to disclose on the part of the prosecutor, if not entirely intentional, raises to the level of an untimely failure of disclosure of potentially exculpatory evidence. Allen attorneys have wrote in the motion the failure to disclose these sheds further suspicion on the absences of the two suspected Odinists interviews referenced here within. I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I think it would be very difficult for this to be to the level of the Odinistic theory that was put out there. But my God, everything keeps pointing in that direction. And if it is, this, I mean, I guess it's like almost reminiscent of like the 1980s. And like the satanic panic almost. But I think there might be some legs to this. It's shocking. And I don't know how justice could ever be done here with so much misconduct on the part of the investigators and the prosecution.
Yeah. Again, I'm not on the conspiracy theory side of things. I'm just saying a lot of gross misconduct by the court.
Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent. Thanks for joining us on this special report today. We'll, of course, keep you up to date as the twists and turns and crazy pitfalls of this case continue to seemingly come along the path. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.